Hello and welcome to the Press Start Podcast, Press Start Australia's weekly video game discussion podcast. I'm your host, Ewan, joined today by my fellow gamers and co-hosts, James.
Hello.
And Shannon.
Hello.
Shannon, I'm kind of gutted. The TV that I wanted to get for my new monitor has been delayed.
It has. I don't know what's happening with it. I think it's, issues with COVID and also a few little issues with graphics card.
Yeah, well, have they said if it was the graphics cards or was it this is the LG TV?
This is COVID. I think it's like a few weeks delayed because of shipment issues.
Right. Okay. Guess that makes sense. Well, as it is, I'm still waiting for the actual RTX card, so I guess I just wait for the TV as well. You published your article in the week, right? Of your recommended TVs for next gen.
Yeah, it did really well because I don't think a lot of people know that. To take advantage of HDMI 2.1. I think there's only one TV that wasn't released this year, the LG C9 that has 2.1. The rest all came out this year, and even then, like, it's still really slim picking. So if you're in the market for a new TV, like, it's not essential for the new consoles, but if you're spending thousands of dollars, you may as well future-proof your purchase for sure.
Yeah, so you're looking for the HDMI 2.1 connection, right? That supports 4K up to 124 hertz. So it gets
Variable refresh rate and a few other little things. In saying that, I still don't know what TV I want, and I wrote the article, so good luck.
Yeah, there's like little kind of pros and cons with each of them, right?
Yeah.
The other thing that's sort of been happening this week that I wanted to talk about was Among Us, because the three of us, yourself as well, James, we've all been gaming together, which funnily enough doesn't happen all that often, not as often as we'd like at least, but we're all pretty addicted to our Among Us at the moment. Are you, what do you make of the game, James?
Well, first of all, I just want to celebrate that I'm finally able to play a game on my PC in 4K. It's a great achievement. Who would have thought? It's really fun. Is it fun? I don't know. Like, I obviously enjoy it, but
stressful.
I do feel like it is pretty stressful. Like, I don't feel relaxed after I finish it, and I don't really know if it helps our relationships at this stage. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's definitely it's a great game. It's a great idea. I think it's a really cool. I think it's great.
I think you do need a rule that, like, what happens in Among Us stays in Among Us.
It definitely does
get heated, especially when people lie to your face, like Shannon, just like exploit years of trust and just betray you. Why are you so good at it, Shannon?
Because he's manipulative.
Yeah, that's just what I do. I eat, sleep, and breathe manipulation. No, I don't know. I don't know why I'm so good. I feel like it's you. You're the only person that trusts me, and everyone else just wants to point their finger at me 24/7. I don't know what that says about our relationship.
Yeah, maybe you're right. It's been pretty incredible, the success of this game, though. Yeah, like, I was checking the stats for it the other day, and it had something like 2 daily active users back in late 2018, and has more recently recorded 60 million active users.
Yeah, it's insane.
It is just crazy.
I think amazing. You can tell why. Like, I wanted to write about it this week. Like, the fact that, like, my husband's playing, who never plays games, and, like, actively wants to play it. And, like, my nephew and Jake's wife, Sarah. Like, it isn't really a game that I thought would be, like, Fall Guys and take off with casual people, but it seems to be, for sure.
Yeah. I guess it's just that simple enough a premise that you can sort of pick it up and... I feel like it's closer to a board game than a video game in so many ways as well.
Yeah, I think being cross-gen like and
Secret Hitler.
Being not cross-gen, cross-play on mobile and PC helped a lot too.
And the fact that it's free on mobile, which I don't really get, but it's working for them.
You can buy pets, I guess.
Yeah, you can. You don't know unless you're Brody.
None of us are depraved enough to do that yet. But.
I love that Brody's listening into this call as well. He's not recording his audio, alas. James, I'm actually making pretty good progress in Metal Gear as well.
I know, I'm so proud.
At least I think, am I making good progress? Am I close to the end? For those of you listening at home, I've just beaten Sniper Wolf. And I had to do that weird torture scene where I had to like mash circle a stupid amount.
There's going to be more torture, but you're like 2/3 of the way through, I reckon.
Okay, all right, cool.
Do you like it? Is it still playable today?
Yeah, I'm surprised just like how much I am enjoying it, being, you know, seeing as that game's kind of before my time, I wasn't sure, like, if I was going to really get into it and find its story all that interesting and the mechanics all that interesting. But I have been. It's been really interesting.
I was going to ask you guys, just on that, there were rumors this week about a Metal Gear Solid remake. What do you think of that, James? Would you want to see that?
Well, they've already done it, like, on the GameCube, and it was kind of to mixed response because they re-recorded the voices and they made it a very heavy action movie, which I want to show you when he's done stuff.
Yeah, sounds cool.
Because it's so different. I think if they... But there's still obviously, like, a gap there to definitely reinvigorate it. I mean, if you see what they've done with Demon's Souls visually, like, to have that kind of... like, care go into remaking Metal Gear Solid, I think that would be really cool. I don't know how it would go. I don't know, like, I feel like it'd be weird doing it without Kojima, which I assume is what would happen. But then,
I think you'd have to get his blessing. Like, if it's PlayStation exclusive and if it's Blue
like,
Point,
do
like, I feel like they would have to at least get his... I feel like PlayStation would, like...
I guess, like, if Cerny
Konami were
him.
Just doing it on their own.
Yeah,
But I don't know. I feel like he wouldn't be involved. He would just have to give his blessing.
I think that would be more from a personal level. Like, I feel like Mark Cerny and Kojima are friends, you know? But, like, yeah. I think... Yeah, I don't know. It's a moot point.
I don't think his name would be on the game at any point. But, they're maybe behind the scenes kind of running past.
The thing is, as well, it's quite a short game. I know, like, it's taking you in a while, but it is quite a short game when you...
it is. No, it is a short game.
I'm getting stuck on the bosses,
but to be fair, I'm dealing with, like, a directional pad, which I'm very, very...
Yeah, I don't know how you're doing that. Like, I don't think I've ever played it like that, because the Classic only has those controllers. What I mean by that
trying to use the sniper with that fucking directional pad that was so slow. Yeah. Like, no sensitivity controls or anything. Oh, my God.
It's just, like, three locations, really, when you think about it. Like, as a game, it's physically not that big. No. I think there's less than 20 guards in the whole game as well. Someone did a count once. Like, it's a very...
Really?
Yeah, because it's a very small game. I don't really know if, like, a full retail release would work either, if they were to do that, or maybe budget price it, which these days is $95, apparently. But, like, yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if that does happen.
I feel like you could get the Final Fantasy VII sort of treatment. Like, it's a reimagining more so than anything else. But yeah, in that case, it would be very weird not to do it without Kojima.
I don't want that.
I guess I'd have to pay homage to the things that he did with that game a lot. Wonderful things.
Don't bloat it, please, if it's happening. Like,
yeah. You don't want to spend hours in some sort of graveyard of trains? Are you sure?
I would love to go and collect cats around the base. That would be my first thing I want to do in a Metal Gear Solid game.
All right, well, let's get stuck into some news. I'm trying to decide what I wanted to talk about first here. Let's save the next gen segment until a little last and talk about some more recent news that's just kind of broken in the last day or so. And that comes courtesy of Insomniac, Shannon. What's the situation here?
Yeah, so I feel like, God, all of the PS5 discourse has been around Spider-Man for ages now. And today, I feel like I woke up and obviously I went on Twitter like I do every morning and saw the memes and was just like, I don't understand what's going on here. But basically, in addition to the ray tracing trailer and stuff that they released, which all looks amazing, basically, they have recast the face of Peter Parker. So it's still acted and voiced by Yuri Leventhal, but the face is a new person, which I don't really get. And people seem to be mixed on it, which for me, like, I don't really care either way. Like, I think looking back, Peter does look a bit inhuman or robotic. Like, he doesn't look quite right, but I never thought whilst playing, like, he doesn't look right. But yeah, I don't know. It's a weird one because...
He doesn't look right because he's also a real person. Like, so you're saying he doesn't look right, like, in real life? Like,
or doesn't look right for Peter Parker?
I feel like the facial expressions didn't match the voice, which is what's happening. This is what I don't get, and maybe you guys can explain it. So Yuri is doing the facial expressions and the voice. Yeah. I don't understand why they then need another person to model the face. Why can't they just model the face how they want it to look?
I think it's because they capture, like, the movement of the mouth and the other kind of facial movements you get as he's speaking.
Okay.
And they kind of map that onto someone else's look. I think like, that's what like all of those balls that, like on the ping pong balls in someone's face are just mapping kind of like the muscles, and then they stitch those muscles. Just,
so this guy isn't an actor, I don't think, is he? This new guy that they've based the face off, I don't think he's an actor. That could be wrong.
It's very, I don't think,
do some mocap still.
It's very similar to, I think it's similar to like the latest Resident Evil games where they photograph a model and put them into the game, edit their faces a little bit to make them look like the characters if they're returning characters, and then they get someone else to usually do the voice and mocap. Which maybe is all that happened. Like, is I haven't finished Spider-Man, so I don't know anything about the story, but maybe they needed to put Peter in Miles Morales, but they couldn't get that person back, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I thought that too. I think I read, this could be made up, but I think I did read that the mouth or something matched Yuri's voice better, or like that something wasn't syncing right originally, but that, to me, doesn't make a lot of sense, because you would have recognized that early on and changed it, surely. I don't, it's just a bizarre, it's really weird.
Yeah, I feel like they had to have had good reason to do it. Like, it seems like such a major inconvenience and probably costly as well, right, to do. So I feel like they had to have had a good reason for doing it. Maybe, I think James is right in that it was maybe a scheduling sort of conflict. Maybe being a remaster or something, they needed to do something that they hadn't done when they originally got the capture, so they were having to do it again, and the previous actor was unavailable.
I really like it. I like the look of him. Like, looking now, he does look a bit younger. He does look more Peter Parker-esque. Like, I enjoy it. But like I said, I didn't really not enjoy it before.
He looks more generic, brown-haired, white dude. Like, that's he does. Every Peter Parker ever. I it doesn't really faze me. I guess it's not the Peter Parker that we know and we kind of grown accustomed to, having played so much of the original game. But yeah, I feel like people are up in arms about it for no real reason.
Did you guys feel like he looks more like Tom Holland?
I think everyone does, but I don't really feel like he looks like Tom Holland, to be honest.
No, I agree.
I think they made that change for that reason. A lot of people seem to think so, but
maybe it's a coincidence. I feel like he definitely does, but I don't think they did it on purpose, for sure.
Like, I think he looks like Andrew Garfield more than Tom Holland.
I think this is what I'm saying, though. At least like the previous one had a bit more of a slightly distinctive look.
Yeah,
it does feel much more.
This
generic
is like this very high school teenager kind of jock that you see in any American movie.
I say all this as a very generic looking brownhead dude myself.
You do. You could definitely be Peter Parker in an Aussie version of Spider-Man.
We can only dream. Yeah, if they get a recast it again, I'll take the role. No worries. Well, speaking of next gen, there was also some kind of juicy Xbox details in the week as well, kind of getting into the nitty-gritty of things now. James, are you up to speed on everything they kind of teased out over the week?
No, I am.
Should
like
defer
half...
back to Shannon again?
No, we can. Like, I mean, Shannon's more all over it than me, but I mean, I know what the boot screen sounds like, and I know that some games have had really good frame rate improvements for sure. Shannon, go.
Yeah, so let's just run through it. So basically, I think the first of a few embargoes ended. Unfortunately, I think I can say that our Xbox is arriving on Monday. So we'll, for the first, like maybe a few weeks, we'll be rehashing a lot of what you've already seen and what we've covered and sort of just putting our own spin on it. But I think it's pretty much everything we expected. So all of the backwards compatible stuff is what people are allowed to talk about so far. So it's not a huge surprise, but loading is a lot better on all of the backwards compatible games. Like Red Dead took 38 seconds to load in comparison to 2 minutes 10 seconds on the One X, which is still a long time, but it's crazy. It's a lot faster.
It is, yeah. Neither of those loads are really appropriate.
I know. We'll control. Let's go to control took 10 seconds in comparison to 58 seconds. That's better. Surely you better be happy with that, Ewan.
Yeah, okay. I'm happy with that.
The most interesting thing, and again, not hugely surprising, but basically any game with an uncapped frame rate basically has been able to achieve 60 frames per second. So like games like Sekiro or like Grand Theft Auto 5, like they both ran, I don't have the numbers here exactly, but I think around 30 to 40 frames per second on a One X, and now they're running at 60 on the Series X with no optimization, no patch, nothing like that. It's just put your disc in and it'll play at that. So that's impressive. And then obviously things like Quick Resume, which we know a bit about before, can have up to like 6 or 7 games on the fly without quitting out. So definitely impressive stuff for the Series X. Like, it's still backwards compatibility, which I think is going to be the story for the Xbox Series X at launch, but honestly sounding really promising. Like, all I want from next gen is just my games to run better, load quicker, be more quiet. So it's sounding good.
Yeah, it's just sounding like a more convenient experience, right?
Yeah, like upgrading a PC, really.
Yeah, yeah. Even looking at the kind of download speeds or the transfer speeds from your SSD to an external hard drive. Granted, you can't play off the external hard drive. I know that's always a point of confusion. But you can still use them in storage. So you can offload games, store them in your hard drive, resend them over when you want to play them, and it saves you having to download them repeatedly. But yeah, those speeds looked real fast as well, like 7 to 10 minutes, I think, for a couple of big games. So things like that are just going to be such big quality of life improvements for gamers, particularly in Australia, where we haven't got amazing internet speeds and downloading games constantly is a pain in the ass. So yeah, it's good to see.
I must admit, though, I'm still a little bit... So, like, for instance, Spider-Man, I think Demon's Souls and a few other games. Like, so Spider-Man Remastered, you can play at 4K 30 with ray tracing or 4K 60 without. And I still hate that we have to make that choice. Like, I don't want the choice. Like, I don't want to choose between 60 frames per second or ray tracing. I know that's, like...
I didn't even realize it was like that either. Like, I kind of thought, as an example, DMC, that I'd be able to go in and do everything at 60 frames 4K. But it's obviously not going to be like that, which is like...
No.
Do I want think, nice puddles?
I mean, we've kind of got the toss-up between 4K or frame rate at the moment on the PS4 Pro, right?
I thought we'd do away with that and that developers would just find a middle ground and sort of work towards that. Like, I think it's going to become more of a thing.
Not for the price of a console, right?
I know. Like, I'm not saying they should do this. I'm just saying me personally. Like, I hate choice. Like, I just want to put a disc in.
Yeah.
And, like, it to give me, like, the best version possible.
Yeah. I mean, the thing that attracts you to console gaming, like, over PC gaming, right, is the fact you don't have to have the latest driver installed, and you don't need to go into GeForce Experience and optimize your game before you play. You don't have to do any of that settings tinkering. And I think we're starting to see that a little bit on console now, and that might wind people up. Especially if, like, the default option isn't, like, the universally accepted thing. But, you know, we all struggled with Avengers, right, because it was... I think it was by default, like, on the high resolution mode rather than the performance mode. And that was just kind of a pain in the ass because it was running so poorly at 4K that you kind of had to change it.
Yeah. And it's like we were just talking about at the start, like, people are spending, what, $4,000 on these TVs. And then realistically, you might not even be outputting at 4K a lot of the time.
No, not if you... Yeah, not if you want high frame rate and ray tracing. Was there a third option? Hang on, I'm getting confused now.
No.
I think some games will have third options, won't they?
I think, 120. Yeah, and like 1440p as well. Like, I think that's going to become more of an option this gen. Yeah.
James, just groaning.
It's just annoying. Like, I remember when the first time I ever felt this was when I played Rise of the Tomb Raider on 1X. And it's like, do you want to play, like... 4K and that, I'm like, oh yeah, that looks good. And then I move it to the 60 frames one, and it's like, oh, that's really nice. But also now I know it doesn't look as good, so then I move it back, and then I just can't pick, and then I just don't play it. Like, it's
that's my point. Like, if they just booted you in it not 4K, like, most, like, you wouldn't even know that it wasn't 4K. Like, it's the fact that you know what you're missing out on that makes the choice so hard.
Maybe nobody's as anxious as us.
This is starting to sound, it's the fact that you know that it's 4K, this is starting to sound like real first world problems.
It's just annoying. Like,
edit, yeah.
Well, it's not. I get it. Like, there's worse things to be annoyed at, but, like, you know.
we need graphics cards that are capable of 4K, 144 frames per second, and ray tracing.
We need DLSS on consoles, basically, to give us everything that we have ever dreamed of.
Yeah. That's very true. Do you think there's any point in getting a next-gen console if you don't have a 4K TV, Shan? Did that factor into your write-up on TVs?
No.
If you're still rocking 1080, do you reckon it's really worth it?
Well, I think so, because of what we just spoke about with the 60 frames per second. I think it's going to be the return of 60 FPS, no matter what game you're playing.
And I would assume, like,
and everything it's still faster.
And, like, downsampling or super sampling as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yes, but I think surely most people have a 4K TV. Like, I don't want to speak out of turn.
I still don't.
Get out.
Yeah.
You will, though.
I was planning on getting this 4G. Yeah, you will. So this 4G, this LG 48-inch one, though, that's just been delayed. So I'm hanging for that one.
It'll be worth it.
Yeah, I think I'm
going to... Hopefully by November.
I'm excited for it, because it's going to be like everything is making the jump to next gen at the same time.
Yeah.
Including my PC, which...
And I do think that is sort of why I wrote the article and why it's done so well. I think a lot of people have that mentality, like new generation, I'll upgrade my TV as well in line with it. And I guess that is why it's so important to like check it as well and make sure you're not spending your money and getting something that's not obsolete, but sort of not going to last you 7 years.
Yeah. It's an exciting time to be a gamer or the CEO of an electronics company, maybe. James, Target did people hella dirty this week.
Yes, they did. Ewan?
Your boy Brody, not happy.
To tell us all about
Brody
it.
Oh, yeah, Brody had
we'll
his
cut
order.
To Shannon. Yeah.
Delay, didn't he?
So, I think Target sent some emails out to people this week to let them know that, oh, hi. Did they cancel? They did. No, wait. It started with a delay?
No, it started with a cancellation.
Okay, yeah. So, they cancelled a lot. They cancelled a lot of people saying, sorry, I don't think we can get them. And then another email came out and it was like, oh, also, if you've got one, it's probably not going to be here for launch. So obviously, very interesting that it's just one retailer it seems to be affecting. Brody missed out.
So far.
That's my top two takeaways from the story.
Yeah, poor Brody.
Yeah. Light of
what's your take
for him.
What's your take on this, Shannon? It's
bizarre.
It's
bizarre on so many levels, because like the cancellations came a week after launch, and that was already after like they did a whole song and dance about like how once your order is confirmed, like it's confirmed, which they did. I wish Brady were here, but about within 24 to 48 hours. So his order got confirmed, and then 5 days later got cancelled, and then people that obviously didn't get cancelled, not all of them, but I think about a quarter or half of them appeared to get that email that their order might not arrive until late November, which I don't get at all, because it's like surely there's not more than one shipment in November of Xbox Series X's. Is that your take on it, James, as well? Like, I don't think there'd be multiple containers coming in, but that could be wrong.
I don't really know enough about logistics and shipping to like be able to comment,
like,
I guess.
Usual, but, usual assumptions we might make about it are just kind of all out the window at the moment.
Yeah,
I think as well.
It seems weird that one shipment from like one retailer, and not everyone that's ordered it for launch would get delayed. Like, I don't get how some people are getting delayed from one retailer.
I don't think it's a shipment issue. I think it might be a allocations issue. Like, maybe Target were told, but then this is the thing, like, maybe no retailers were told how many they had, and now everybody's got an idea, and now Target, they're like, oh, you have four, and then they're like, oh shit, like, what do we do?
They drew the short straw.
and then apparently, because I don't know if this is like true, so I shouldn't say it, but I think it was click and collect people only who got done with this. It wasn't anybody who placed their order.
The delay or the cancellation or both?
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
That was a question. That was actually a question. Not a statement.
Will it cut out so I didn't hear you? Can you repeat it, please, Shannon?
I asked the cancellation or the delay or both, like that were click and collect.
I don't know. I thought it was the delays were click and collect people.
Okay.
Sorry.
That makes even less... Does that make less sense? I don't know. It's very weird. Don't ever pre-order anything with Target.
That makes sense, though, because they would get it to, like, some sort of central home depot, their kind of main warehouse, that they would then distribute to stores from. Presumably, they could just distribute to people's homes from there as well. That's assuming...
I don't think Target works like that, though. I feel like Target gets stuff to stores direct. Like, I don't think
they... store?
I'm pretty sure they ship to the store. Yeah. Because you always see Target people get things earlier than everyone else, whereas, like, I'm assuming JB and EB and stuff have a DC first or something. Do you know what I mean? There's, like, an extra step.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, you know what, I feel bad, because it was such a shit day for so many people, and Target was the only retailer to actually like take orders and not be a shit show. And then so many people got those orders and then didn't order in that EB second wave that lasted an hour. And now they've got nothing for the whole year.
Yeah, it blows. Especially, I feel like there's that kind of 24-hour period after you pre-order where you're kind of on edge. Like, did it go through? Like,
to be honest, I'm still on edge about all of them. The fact
that it comes a week later blows.
Like, I don't...
I think...
weeds me out a bit. Like, that it's just one. Like, I don't... I mean, I'm sure
I'm pretty sure...
I'm still nervous about the whole thing.
Like, even PS5, I don't think Sony Store have told people when they're getting it or, like, they've had confirmation that they're launched. Like, there's a lot of retailers for both consoles that sort of haven't...
Even really just seeing the sales numbers that came out of EB, like you kind of got provided that number of 80,000 units. That is a stupid amount of units.
Yeah.
And what from one retailer, like, can we get that many to Australia this year? I don't know. And especially there's a port strike on at the moment too, right?
Yeah.
Which is also...
I think it'd have to be cutting it so close, like getting them into the country and into retailers. Like, I don't think there would be any... days where the consoles aren't moving from one place to another. That could just be me being wildly wrong, but that's just my thought on it.
Yeah.
But, like, what? Yeah, you look at JB, like, JB hasn't made contact with a single person for either console that pre-ordered.
What? What do you mean?
Like no, they had that big red thing, being like, this is not a guaranteed, and then nothing.
And there's been no emails. Yeah, yeah. Right. That's annoying for the staff,
anyway,
especially.
This is going to be a nervous...
It's going to make for good content, so bring it on.
I think before we move on...
Yeah, if you've got a pre-order for a console, just grin and bear it and strap yourselves in. It could be a while.
I think if you get one either console this year, like, you're doing okay.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
I think we should, before we move on...
You're listening to me, James.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I think before we should move on, we should just say that we are going to be setting up a GoFundMe for Brody, and everybody can make donations. It's not actually for a console.
I
love Brody's
tweet today. I love how we keep talking about him, knowing he can hear us.
I don't think he's listening.
I love that he tweeted today that it's amazing how many people are tweeting about how thankful they are to Prestart and to Shannon for helping them get their pre-order secured, and poor Brody missed out, couldn't get it done. Sad times.
You hate all to see it.
Let's play a round of What the Wiki. Yes.
What other game show do we have?
I was like, is it not?
Is it something you play with your other friends?
I got the name of the podcast wrong again. Let's play around a What the Wiki, the Pressed Up podcast game show where the previous week's reads part of a Wikipedia page for an unknown game, and we, the contestants, must guess the game. The first to guess two games correctly wins the round and takes home the points. And last week, that was James, stretching his lead out up to 11 points now. Brody just behind on 8, myself on 7, Stephen on 4, Matt, Harry, and Shannon all tied on 1 point, and Kieran on 0. James, as last week's winner, you are now the host.
Yes, I am.
Good luck doing as good as the job as I did.
I know, it's going to be really hard to top that.
There were raving reviews of your performance last week, Shannon.
I heard 2 positive things.
It was so good that Ewan just forgot what the entire segment was called.
I didn't forget. I had it right. I just didn't realize I had it right.
Yeah. Anyway, continue.
Okay. Hello. Welcome again. So there is a theme, obviously. So I'm telling you guys to throw you a bone because I think this is your theme. Okay. We ready?
Ooh. Yes.
Oh, this first one actually is suggested by a friend of the show. They reached out.
Cool.
Yeah, today. So, exciting times. Thank you to Jordan. There's a few Jordans in my life, so I won't say which one it is. You ready?
Yes.
Yeah, I better hurry this up. The game is a platform stealth video game. The game was followed by 3 sequels. The game was the second game created by the developers, following Rocket Robot on Wheels for the Nintendo 64. I've edited this a lot because it mentions the name a lot. The game is a third-person platforming video game which incorporates stealth elements as noted by an official US PlayStation Magazine retrospective. The game tries to mix
Shannon.
Oh, shit. Yes. I need the correct title. Yep. Today, please.
Metal Gear?
No, it's not Metal Gear, but nice try. Ewan?
I don't have to guess now. I can wait, right? No.
I've changed the rules. No, okay. The game
a platform stealth game, right?
Yeah, the game tries to mix one-hit kill arcade action with Splinter Cell sneaking. The player controls the title character as he moves between each uniquely themed lair of the Fiendish Five and the subsection of those lairs, avoiding security systems and the watchful eye.
Ewan.
Yes.
Ewan. Is this... You said correct title, but I don't know what, like... Is it Sly Raccoon? Like, there's got to be more to the title, isn't there? God damn it!
That's not even the name of the game, I don't think.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Am I not in the right series? Damn it.
Okay, well...
I don't know what the name of...
We're going to have to Google through it, I think. While the character is equipped with a cane to attack his foes, he can be defeated with a
Shannon,
single...
I don't know the name. It's Sly Cooper, but I don't know...
Oh, shit!
Sly okay, Raccoon. Well, I'm getting...
Iconic.
Oh, my God!
Sly Cooper. I don't know. A Thief in Time.
Did
no,
I say I was tired?
It's not that. That's the fourth one. I think, okay. Well,
can I just get it anyway?
Yeah, you can, because in Australia it was
called
Sly Cooper.
Where the fuck
did
they get raccoon from?
Well, he is a raccoon.
Is he a raccoon?
Is he a raccoon? Like, yeah, okay.
Close. So it was, yeah, I think it's Sly Cooper and Thebus Raccoonus or something. But
Thebus
I'll give
Raccoonus.
It to Shannon.
Oh. That does sound familiar.
Because it just would become a shit show.
Are you paying that to Shannon?
I am paying it, because otherwise it's going to become a train wreck, and I just don't want to do that.
It was, yeah.
Okay.
I need it.
I need a fifth coffee.
Let's go.
Carry on.
The game is a platform game in which players control the protagonist as he traverses several levels in sequence. In order to progress, the character is able to defeat enemies by either jumping on them or using a spinning attack that launches them. The character will lose a life if he is hit by an enemy or obstacle or falls into a bottomless pit. The character can protect himself by collecting masks, which protect him from a single hit from an enemy.
Shannon, I don't know.
Why did I just...
I don't... Yeah.
Shannon?
Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, it is. Shannon wins.
Yeah. Ewan, I feel bad. I feel like you should have had both of those.
That was such a Ewan round too, I thought.
It was such a Ewan round.
Both it's of them first. Like, he just...
It's all mascot platformers. I love it.
No, it's not. It's Jordan did provide a theme, but I wasn't really keen or vibing on that, so I've changed it to it was games that from Sony Studios
Animals?
We haven't heard from for PS5 yet, and it was their first games that they put them on the map. Very tenuous.
Oh,
loop.
Okay.
That's a yeah.
It's a great theme. Good one. Leave it alone. No, shut up.
It is. I don't know how you got there, but...
I don't know. Good. To be honest, neither do I. But Naughty... I didn't realize we haven't heard about what Naughty Dog's doing or, like, what Sucker Punch is doing for PS5. So, exciting, you know?
Sucker Punch, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Sly Raccoon making a comeback.
They've both just put games out, so I think it's... I think
Naughty Dog would know what they're doing, I feel.
Okay, guys, like, I wasn't saying they're
have
not
I told
doing
you my
anything
theory?
For PS5. I was just saying we haven't heard from them yet.
James is... James is thinking that they're both cancelled studios who don't make any good games.
Oh, that's London Studio, I think.
Have I told you my theory about what I think The Last of Us is going to... What's in store for The Last of Us on the PS5?
I don't think so. We're going to get, obviously.
Yeah, I think Factions is going to be like a standalone battle royale.
Sorry, I keep going.
I can't wait.
Battle royale.
Do you reckon they're going to rewrite the ending?
Groundbreaking.
You what? Rewrite the ending?
Yeah.
That's what you just said?
Yeah, Sarah comes back from the dead and she kills everyone. And then she finally gets her revenge.
It was all a dream. And Sarah never died.
Yeah, and Ewan gets
dream come true.
His wish and doesn't cry anymore. Do you want to tell us your idea? I feel like I kind of hijacked that whole thing.
I think that was it.
Oh, what was it?
Genuinely my idea.
Say it again.
Factions is going to be a standalone release.
Oh.
And it's going to be a battle royale.
Yeah, cool. I guess.
And with that, let's bring it down to what was this week's episode of the Press Start Podcast. Subscribe to us on the podcast service of your choice. Follow us at press.au and visit the site at press.com.au. Join the conversation with hashtag press.cast. We've been joined today by Shannon.
You can follow me at shancake_. And yeah, as I said, hopefully Xbox Series X coverage starting next week. Exciting. 5 weeks early.
Yeah, it's a long lead up, isn't it? Presumably, there's just going to be weekly pieces of news, so you probably can't say no. Nah. And we've also been joined today by James.
I just wanted to apologize if I was mean to Ewan before. just wanted to take
Oh, no, you don't. Yeah. You weren't
but anyway, you can also find me on Twitter. So it's at Jams, A-T-J-A-M-Z. I'm currently tweeting hot takes about Mario games, which is exciting. I got 9 likes the other day on a tweet. It was a really good time.
2020, the year that keeps on giving.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah, yeah. And speaking of numbers, though, Shan, we've had 1 million unique readers in the month of September, which is an awesome milestone. Congratulations to you for that.
Congratulations to all of us.
Yeah, and thank you to everyone that does visit the website and listens to this podcast. We appreciate each and every one of you.
Yeah, I think we can safely say, yeah, there's been a new wave of people come through in the last month. I think people are talking about the podcast on Twitter, something that doesn't happen all that often. It's good to see.
Yeah, James is getting likes and his tweets are on 9 likes. It's wild times.
I know, I've had to turn notifications off. It's too much.
And I've been your host, Ewan Roxburgh. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Ewan_Roxburgh. Thanks again for tuning in, and until next time, happy gaming.
Bye.
Good night.